We interrupt the program now in progress to bring you a special report.
Here are the highlights this morning.
From the WPGU News Desk, here's today's headlines on WPGU 107.1 Champaign's Alternative.
From WPGU News, I'm Grace Avila. It's Thursday, October 9th, 2025. Champaign-Urbana music lovers are in for a real treat as the Wind Orchestra and Hensley Symphonic Band take the stage to perform their first concert of the fall 2025 semester tomorrow. After attending countless rehearsals, these student ensembles have prepared an exciting lineup to ensure a memorable night for all listeners. The concert will be held tomorrow at the Follinger Great Hall from 7:30 p.m. to 9:30 p.m. With this event just around the corner, purchase your tickets at krannertcenter.com to watch in person or tune in to Illinois Music on YouTube to watch the live stream for free. For more information, go to www.bands.illinois.edu. Let's start the weekend with a nice melody. Continuing with the arts, today and tomorrow, Eric Von Haynes will be holding events in Champaign as part of the Small Press Fest. Haynes is a well-known Chicago artist in the field of sequential art, running Flatline Press for 15 years and currently serving as the president of the Chicago Printers Guild. Being well-connected, Haynes had this to say about community in an interview with WPGU News correspondent Sean Farnsley.
You should always reach out to folks that resonate with you. That's how you will build a peer group and perhaps eventually a friend or a community, right?
Saturday, Haynes plans to deliver a keynote speech at the Krannert Center entitled Slow Media, Shared Spaces, The Role of Print in Community. And Sunday, he will be holding a collaborative risograph printing workshop at Skeuomorph Press in the CU Community Fab Lab. The risograph printing workshop is currently full, with a max capacity of 20 people due to physical space restrictions of the building. However, there is a waitlist you can be added to by emailing Will Arnold at arnold18@illinois.edu and providing your name and email address. My golly gee, I love me some good old-fashioned mycology, especially at the Fungi Festival happening this weekend. Events for the festival will be held Saturday at the Anita Purves Nature Center from 12:30 to 6 p.m. and Sunday at the Lincoln Square Mall from 1 to 4 p.m. Activities at the Nature Center will include research talks, mushroom walks, hands-on learning opportunities, and more. The mall will hold a photo contest where you can submit your photos online with the chance of them being displayed. To learn more about the festival, please visit urbanapark.org/fungifest. From festivals to fundraisers, yesterday, Champaign-Urbana Potters Club hosted empty bowls at Silver Creek Restaurant in support of Daily Bread Soup Kitchen. Empty Bowls is an international grassroots movement that has helped raise millions of dollars to fight against hunger. The Potters sell their bowls at the event, and customers are able to get a bowl of soup with their one-of-a-kind bowl. A bowl of soup is then donated to those in need. The Potters Club brought this movement together, combining creativity and philanthropy, but this year they've only been able to do it once. Jeffrey Brandt, treasurer of the Potters Club, shares his hopes for the event.
So this is one of our events now. We've always helped it and supported it, but now we're sort of spearheading this thing and want to see it grow. So every year we're going to hope to make it a bit bigger and more interesting.
While attending this event, the presence of the community was prominent, as people came together to admire art from local artists and raise money for a good cause. Potters Club member Colleen Friend noted this as well.
I love to see how the community comes together to support this. And the other thing is it raises money for the Daily Bread Soup Kitchen, which is just phenomenal.
In sports, another exciting and action-packed Friday night of high school football is on the horizon. Urbana is still looking for their first win of the year after a crushing 44-0 shutout loss against Centennial. They've been outscored 92-0 over the last two games and will look to turn their season around in the upcoming Richwoods matchup. On the other hand, Centennial is coming off a 44-0 win to bring their record to a positive 4 wins and 2 losses. They will look to carry momentum over to Thorn Ridge, who has been struggling this year. Champaign Central has now won 3 games in a row after a 36-14 win playing at Danville and will travel to take on a tough Peoria team Friday night in a must-win road game. Kickoff between Urbana and Richwood is scheduled for 7 p.m. alongside Champaign Central and Peoria, while Centennial and Thorn Ridge is scheduled for 6 p.m. to start off an exciting Friday night of football. Finally, in city news, multiple road closures will go into effect this week across Champaign-Urbana due to construction work. South Lynn Street will be closed to through traffic between East Oregon Street and East Washington Street from 7 a.m. October 9th until 4 p.m. on October 17th. One northbound and one southbound lane of Prospect Avenue between Baytown Drive and Market View Drive will be closed from October 13th to October 24th. Another northbound lane of Prospect Avenue between Union Street and Healy Street will also be closed during this time. A third northbound lane of Prospect Avenue between Columbia Avenue and Vine Street will be closed from October 13th to October 15th. Finally, Vine Street between Prospect Avenue and New Street will be closed to through traffic from October 13th to October 17th. For more stories about the Champaign-Urbana area, check out dailyillini.com. Contributing reporting for this newscast was brought to you by Xiaolin Liu, Sean Farnsley, Kyler Bowie, Joshua Applebaum, and Zaina Qureshi. From WPGU News, I'm Grace Avila.